This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Victoria author Donna Lynch has just written an account of her recent extensive travels in her book 50-ish, a journey to 50 countries in 50 weeks interviewing women in their 50s. Her journey and the resulting book helped Donna with the grief of losing her mother to cancer. 50-ish is not just the story of Donna's journey, it also includes comments by the women she met along the way. She found women in 39 of the countries who were willing to answer questions about marriage, religion, education, menopause, and more. Donna wanted to know, are 50-ish women around the world happy?
We're joined on the phone by Donna Marie Lynch. Welcome to People First Radio, Donna.
Thank you.
Donna, we opened this segment with music from the CD Umalali, Music of the Women of the Garifuna Community of Central America. And you, Donna, experienced the music and friendship of that community and many others during your year of traveling through 50 countries around the world. But this book, the process of this book, really begins on your 50th birthday when your sister and mother tell you, "We didn't want to ruin your birthday." Tell us more about that day.
Well, it was the day of the celebration of my birthday, and my mother came out not looking very well, and I said, "We're getting back to the doctor," and I saw them exchange glances and realized that they had been to the doctor on my birthday a few days before and found out that she was dying of cancer. And that just sort of set off an emotion to me the next year and a half of my life, because I was very close with her, and losing her was going to be very traumatic.
You write in your introduction to the book, 50-ish, "One night while on my computer, unable to sleep, someone sent me the Facebook map that has you pin in all the places you have traveled to. The next morning I woke with the number 50 in my head and an idea of what to do after Mum passed away. Here was my idea, to travel to 50 countries in 50 weeks and interview women in their 50s and then write a book about my experience." Now, Donna, the words dream and dreaming appear throughout your book. What did it mean to you to literally follow your dream?
Well, it was fantastic. It certainly helped. I've lost a child before as well, and I know that for me to go through a grieving period, I just have to be busy. So very shortly after my mother passed away, I started organizing my trip, and I was gone within 6 months and spent the next year traveling around the world.
You developed a list of 25 questions that you would ask women in interviews during your journey. And as I went through portions of your book, I was wondering, how did you develop the list and how did you record the interviews?
Well, the list just sort of came to me as I went along, thinking what kind of questions that I could ask that I wasn't going to break any cultural barriers, probably. And although some of them did, and I couldn't ask a lot of the questions about menopause in certain countries. But yeah, that's how the list came out. I just sat down and thought about it. I did ask a few friends for suggestions and came up with something.
Now, in Nepal, you met Kanchi, and there's a picture of you and Kanchi on the cover of the book. You met Kanchi and her family, and you interview her through her son Ram, who acts as a translator. Then you write, "We follow her in to ask the last question, 'Are you happy?' She puts her arms out to point around at her family, and in a broad smile she says, 'Yes, very happy.' I guess my question then for you is, what did you learn from Kanchi and other women like her?"
Well, this woman worked very hard. When we arrived at their house, she was busy cleaning out the cow shed, which was right beside the kitchen, and feeding the goats and cleaning up around. And then she washed herself up in a little pond nearby and then went into her house and proceeded to cook me a beautiful lunch on the fire on the floor in their home, and yet she was happy. She had her family surrounding her, and that just is what made her happy, to be able to be around her family. And I found that in a lot of countries, that more of the developing countries especially, that family is the most important thing, and if they're with their family, they're happy.
What challenges did you face when using translators? And I assume that you used quite a number of translators.
Well, I had 39 interviews, and I just actually counted today, and I used 13 translators. Mm. Because quite a few people speak English. When I did have translators, some of the questions I couldn't ask if I had a male translator. I couldn't ask about menopause generally. And even in China, I had a female interpreter, but she would not ask the woman about menopause. She said she wouldn't even have asked her own mother, and she also wouldn't ask if the woman was educated, because she felt that the woman probably wasn't, and she didn't want her to lose face.
Were there any other issues that emerged in the interview situation when you interviewed women while their husband or son or daughter were present?
Well, in Guatemala, I had a woman going on and on and on about how she didn't like her husband, and he was in the next room. I have to assume that he didn't understand English, but or else he knew she didn't like him. I'm not sure. but other than that, no, there was no problems.
You're listening to People First Radio. Donna Lynch has written an account of her recent extensive travels in her book 50-ish, A Journey to 50 Countries in 50 Weeks, Interviewing Women in Their 50s. Donna wanted to know, are 50-ish women around the world happy? The book is full of amusing tales, compelling interviews, and interesting travel ideas. We're speaking with Donna Lynch today.
Donna, you're in New Zealand, touring through the Bay of Islands, and you write, "The day of the dolphin tour would have been my mum's 90th birthday, so I had her on my mind. Incredibly, on the way back to Auckland, the driver put on his favorite CD, and the third song was Amazing Grace." Tell us about Amazing Grace, its meaning for you and its symbolism along the way on your journey.
Well, I had a brother who passed away at 21, and he had been a troubled person, and he drowned, but after he died, Amazing Grace came on the radio when my mother found out he had died, and that just became our family song. And every birthday, Christmas, anniversary of his death, somehow that song would appear. And then my daughter died in 1991, and the same thing happened. Amazing Grace just seemed to come out. So it was our family song that actually surrounded death, but it also was a meaningful song for us, and it always reminded me of my mother. So several times during my trip, the song came up. One time in Bali, we were just hiking, and we met a fellow from Bali who found out some of my people on my trip are from Australia, and he went on to say that he had been to Australia in a choir, and they sang Amazing Grace, and he just started singing. So there we were in the middle of the road in Bali, and everybody was singing Amazing Grace, and it was just around Christmas time. So it just is a song that resonates for me, and it seems to come up at the best times.
In your chapter about Pat, who you met in Northern Ireland, you've just arranged for a round of golf with her, and you write, "My dream of spending time with my interviewees just keeps getting better and better." Tell us more about the connections that you forged with the women you met along the way.
Well, when I originally planned the trip, I had hoped to spend significant time with each interviewee, and it didn't turn out that happened all the time, but sometimes I did get to really connect with the women, and I still am in connection with a lot of the women. So it was just, I just feel that the world is closer for me. It's a global community, and I know people everywhere now, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Early in the process, you ask yourself a series of questions, and here they are. Will I make it to 50 countries in 50 weeks? How will I arrange a meeting with a woman around 50 in each country? Will I be able to do it all within my budget? At 50, will I physically be able to cope with the constant moving? Will I meet Mr. Right, as all my friends predict? Only time will tell. Now, Donna, you didn't apparently ask yourself, will I be the same person at the end of this journey as I was at the start, or perhaps you did. How have you changed during this process?
Well, people assume that I will have changed because I've gone away for a year, but this is actually the third time that I have traveled for almost a year. So in the sense of going out and finding myself, I didn't need to do that because I wasn't lost, as people ask me that. But I certainly became much more passionate or compassionate for the humans and everybody and all the strife that people go through. And I certainly come back to know, which I already knew but was reinforced, that we live in paradise, that this Victoria, Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada, North America, in that order, we're so fortunate to have all that we have, and we live in paradise.
We have just a moment left with you today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation.
Just that that I had a great time. I've met people all around the world, and I find that it is a great community out there. The global community is wonderful, and I wish that we could all get along as well as I got along with everybody that I met. And it's been a fun process writing the book, and yeah, it's been great. It's just been a great trip and a great process.
Thank you, Donna, for taking the time to join us today. It was wonderful speaking with you.
Thanks very much.
Donna Lynch wrote her book, 50-ish, A Journey to 50 Countries in 50 Weeks, interviewing women in their 50s after traveling the world to speak with women about their experiences and concepts of happiness. You can find information about the book and an extensive slideshow with over 600 photographs from the book. Just go to 50ishthebook.com. That's 50ishthebook.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.